Сейчас вы будете выполнять задания по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат два раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела аудирования перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1.
Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Speaker A.
Hi, what's your favorite book? A book that you love because it inspires you or has changed your life. What I'd like to do is go to a second-hand bookstore, pick up a book that maybe I have read or maybe I haven't, purchase it, read it, then leave it someplace else for someone else to find and read and pass on. I know a lot of times things like that don't work. People don't read them or pass them on. But oddly, I can't explain why, I have the urge to do it. Maybe this happens because I love books and want everyone to try them.
Speaker B.
I enjoy one book very much. I have read it at least 20 times, and it is always wonderful. Every time I read the novel as if I have no idea of what happens on its pages, and I am never bored with it. It is truly a success story about a woman who managed to do well despite her poor environment. Sometimes the author becomes a bit wordy, but it is a stunning memoir. I adore reading memoirs such as these about strong people who endure and do well despite their circumstances. They teach us to be strong and to resist any problems.
Speaker C.
I've been reading Bleak House for some time now, over a month, I'd estimate, and probably closer to 6 weeks. I'm halfway through, and I find it difficult to enjoy. Dickens's convoluted way of getting to the point seems little mollified by the beautiful language. And although the dialogue is thoroughly enjoyable, I can't help but want to explore other books. This is my first time reading Dickens, but I remember feeling this way to a much lesser extent with some other books, which didn't have the lure of language to keep me interested.
Speaker D.
At a message board I go to, they've been polling to see what books everyone has read. The participants are mostly 18 to 22-year-old guys who play video games and like reading, so the whole thing is slanted towards high school curriculum stuff and sci-fi fantasy. Not exactly scientific or representative of your average American, but still somewhat interesting. I wonder to what extent books can keep young people interested in other parts of the world and if their preferences vary to a greater degree.
Speaker E.
I'm going to make a trip to the used bookstore to get rid of some books I have and probably pick some books up at the same time. The problem is, I'm awful at trying to figure out what books to get rid of. I have many books that I've read and probably won't reread, but I have a hard time getting rid of them because the majority of them are hardback and they cost a lot. The worst ones are books that I haven't finished but promised to get back to, and I think I never will. I'm good at convincing myself to keep books at home.
Speaker F.
This might seem a little weird and hard for me to explain, but bear with me. I was checking out movies and books with philosophical concepts, and I came across a list with existentialist concepts. I realized that I've seen or read, and enjoyed, most of the stuff on the list. I've already read Crime and Punishment by Dostoevsky, and find it a deep philosophical book that really makes you think when you read it. What I'm looking for now are books that can explain in a simple way what the basics of existentialism are.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Now we are ready to start.
Speaker A.
Hi, what's your favourite book? A book that you love because it inspires you or has changed your life. What I'd like to do is go to a second-hand bookstore, pick up a book that maybe I have read or maybe I haven't, purchase it, read it, then leave it someplace else for someone else to find and read and pass on. I know a lot of times things like that don't work. People don't read them or pass them on. But oddly, I can't explain why. I have the urge to do it. Maybe this happens because I love books and want everyone to try them.
Speaker B.
I enjoy one book very much. I have read it at least 20 times, and it is always wonderful. Every time I read the novel as if I have no idea of what happens on its pages, and I am never bored with it. It is truly a success story about a woman who managed to do well despite her poor environment. Sometimes the author becomes a bit wordy, but it is a stunning memoir. I adore reading memoirs such as these about strong people who endure and do well despite their circumstances. They teach us to be strong and to resist any problems.
Speaker C.
I've been reading Bleak House for some time now, over a month I'd estimate, and probably closer to 6 weeks. I'm halfway through, and I find it difficult to enjoy. Dickens's convoluted way of getting to the point seems little mollified by the beautiful language, and although the dialogue is thoroughly enjoyable, I can't help but want to explore other books. This is my first time reading Dickens, but I remember feeling this way to a much lesser extent with some other books, which didn't have the lure of language to keep me interested.
Speaker D.
At a message board I go to, they've been polling to see what books everyone has read. The participants are mostly 18 to 22-year-old guys who play video games and like reading, so the whole thing is slanted towards high school curriculum stuff and sci-fi fantasy. Not exactly scientific or representative of your average American, but still somewhat interesting. I wonder to what extent books can keep young people interested in other parts of the world and if their preferences vary to a greater degree.
Speaker E.
I'm going to make a trip to the used bookstore to get rid of some books I have and probably pick some books up at the same time. The problem is, I'm awful at trying to figure out what books to get rid of. I have many books that I've read and probably won't reread, but I have a hard time getting rid of them because the majority of them are hardback and they cost a lot. The worst ones are books that I haven't finished but promised to get back to, and I think I never will. I'm good at convincing myself to keep books at home.
Speaker F.
This might seem a little weird and hard for me to explain, but bear with me. I was checking out movies and books with philosophical concepts, and I came across a list with existentialist concepts. I realize that I've seen or read, and enjoyed, most of the stuff on the list. I've already read Crime and Punishment by Dostoevsky, and find it a deep philosophical book that really makes you think when you read it. What I'm looking for now are books that can explain in a simple way what the basics of existentialism are.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.